the President's Press Conference, November 20th, 1952.
Understand that the election is over, that we're trying to get things in shape to make an orderly turnover of the government to the successor, and that we want to let the world know that this country is a unified organization in its policy toward the rest of the world. I was very happy to see that General Eisenhower had told Senator Wiley that he was with the policy on the prisoners of war in Korea. And that's one of the main things about which we talked at the meeting in the other day when he was down here. Now I'll answer questions if I can.
Could we quote the first part of that statement, yes. Starting with your election's over until yes. We talk about it at the discussion. Could we quote that directly, sir?
Yes, that's all right.
Thank you.
Up to what point, sir?
Well, I don't care. You can stop anywhere you please.
We got down to one of the things that you talked about at the meeting. Well, that has caught the whole thing then, Mr. President. It's very brief.
That's all right, if you want.
Thank you.
Keys in with the Tuesday meeting.
Tuesday meeting, and also keys in with the statement that I made after when I got back to the House after the election.
Will you meet with General Eisenhower again before January the 20th?
If he desires it, yes.
I
said if he wants to meet with me, I'll be glad to see him anytime.
Mr. President, there was some tendency I noticed in the New York paper this morning to say that General Eisenhower had agreed only with the principle against forced repatriation, but that Senator Wiley had been unwilling to go all the way and say he's just against it. The
thing entirely.
It might have been really a question of semantics. I don't know, sir, but as I say, that was the point I was
aiming at. I'm not going into semantics at all. I'm going by the headlines. That's what you all go by.
Would you meet with Governor Stevenson?
If he desires it, yes.
Mr. President, there was a, forgot where I saw it, or a public report somewhere that Governor Stevenson was to see you, seems to be a definite date arranged, to see you December 1st.
Sometime in that neighborhood, I think he's coming to Washington, and I'll see him when he comes here.
Mr. President, do you regard Governor Stevenson as the head of the Democratic Party until the next nomination?
Did you read my telegram to Governor Stevenson? If you haven't read me, you'll find that I do.
Mr. President, would you ask Mr. Stevenson to make a change in the chairman of the Democratic
National Committee? I'll ask him nothing. Except that I'll tell him I'll cooperate with him in reorganizing the Democratic Party.
Mr. President, if we go back to Korea, when General Eisenhower was here, sir, did you raise with him the question of the prisoners of war and did you point him any course
yes.
of action?
Yes. Yes, of course the question is raised.
Could you tell us?
No, I can't tell you a thing except what is in the communique.
Mr. President, is it too early to discuss your own plans for
yes, it is. Very much too early. On the 21st day of January, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I had a special reference with regard to the relationship to the Democratic Party organization.
Oh, I'll be a Democrat all the rest of my life, and I think I'll have some influence with the Democratic Party.
The secondary part of that question was whether you're going to teach or...
Well, I can't answer that because I don't know. I don't know. For a while, I'm not going to do a darn thing, but just do as I please and sit down and do nothing.
Are you going to keep an office or a department in Washington?
No, no.
Mr. President, can you give any description of what kind of transitional arrangements you have in mind for the administration?
I don't understand the question. There is no kind of transition arrangements except to turn the government over as a growing concern to the successor. That's all there is to it.
The fact that the communique which was issued toward the end refers to agreement on or some phrase like that, I assume that
it'll just be an orderly turnover, which has never been done before. I'm establishing a precedent.
Well,
that's all there is. That's all there is.
What details we might have on
I can't give you any details.
President, were the domestic affairs discussions you made?
No.
Did the budget come up?
Well, the budget has been under scrutiny by Mr. Dodge for the last week.
It was not discussed.
Not discussed. The budget I should turn in will be a regular budget, just the same as if I were going to continue to be president. It'll be a tight, good, tight budget. It'll be an honest budget, just as I've always turned in, and they've been fighting with that budget ever since I've been president. They've never been able to do very much to it after I get through with it.
Is it to be, we understand that in the Tuesday conference, it was devoted altogether to foreign relations?
I wouldn't say altogether, principally.
Mr. President, if we may look back a little bit, if you had to do over again, would you call it police action in Korea?
I sure would, and it still is. It's police action for the United Nations. To stop aggression and nothing else.
Mr. President, is that?
There's been no declaration of war.
None whatever.
As you know, sir, that your expression has been challenged.
I agree with that, but I still stand by it. I don't care who challenges it. Let history decide that. That was a political proposition, Eddie. Purely.
Mr. President, Congressman Cruz, has objected to, says that he's objected to the White House to offer Ewing's trip to Europe and to India. Have you any comment on that?
No, whatever. It's not his business.
Congressman John Tabor said the other day that he was worried about the Democrats burning files. You heard of any Democrat burning files?
And I don't think John has either. He's just
talking. That's
usual
thing. Turnover.
For his information, when files become 5 years old, they usually are destroyed and burned. But there, no files that are of any use are ever destroyed.
Well, Mr. President, don't you have to, isn't there a committee that decides upon the destruction of files?
The President decides what he'll do with his own files.
And Congress
and
about...
And so does the executive departments.
But I thought there was a committee that...
Well, that's their own conditions down there. They can do as they please with their files. But there's a law, I think, that says they may be destroyed after 5 years if they were no use. I think there's some are burned nearly every day.
Mr. President, how do you feel about some of your appointments in the executive branches resigning? We have a district commissioner in Washington who says he's a great American. He's not going to submit his resignation.
It's up to the people themselves. I have no ideas on the subject at all. She asked me if I had any ideas about people resigning. I haven't. They're their own bosses.
President, you ought to tell us what you think are the major factors in a Republican victory this year?
No, it's a little too soon to tell you that.
Too soon?
I may tell you a little later on. Say in about 6 months.
President, could you take up with General Eisenhower's state of affairs in Europe, and particularly the relations between the French and the German?
I did not.
About this time in every administration, the question comes up as to the right of individuals to remove from files in Washington certain papers that they may have written or received during their period of Russia.
Have you studied the precedents on that?
Well, I understand.
Have you studied the precedents on it? I'm asking you a question.
I have read some of it.
Well, you better study the precedents and you'll find out. You'll get an answer to your question.
Well, I was wondering, sir, whether you yourself were thinking at all of laying down any suggestions.
No, I'm not. What's the matter? You got another question on your mind?
Yes, sir. We face facts that people are always taking files away from here. I mean, General MacArthur took them, and now you've just taken them back, and we wondered what the precedent there was. Who's taking them on? The Army taking them back?
Those files belonged to the government. He didn't take any files. They were just a matter of their storage was what the difficulty was.
Did he consent?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. It was discussed.
Senator Cass said something yesterday to the effect that he thought that the Republicans would look forward to valuing the budget this year. But the prospect of taxes that in the spring of 54 was supposed to be for 55. What do you think of that time?
I'll let the tax study the budget and then make up his mind. You haven't seen it yet.
Senator Cass said in New York that he thought you would submit a budget much smaller than $85 billion.
Senator Taft doesn't know anything about what's going to be in the budget, and when it comes time to submit that budget, I'm going to have a budget seminar as usual, and all you boys will know all about it if you want to find out about it as you usually do.
Mr. President, would you tell us what you and Senator
Conway
discussed recently
during the meeting? No, I won't.
You anticipate that as a result of your meeting with General Eisenhower, he will appoint additional people to come to Washington?
I hope he will.
Will they be of cabinet rank?
I hope they will. I can only express a hope. I don't know what he's going to do. You ask him. He'll answer for himself, I'm sure.
Have we overlooked anything, Mr. President?
Well, if you have, I don't know what it could be. That's all right.